No, Sir Brune. Free rider in the service of Lord Baelish, cried the herald. Sir Duntus the Red of House Hollard. The free rider, a small man in dented plate without device, duly appeared at the west end of the yard. But of his opponent there was no sign. Finally, a chestnut stallion trotted into view in a swirl of crimson and scarlet silks. But Sir Duntus was not on it. The knight appeared a moment later, cursing and staggering, clad in breastplate and plumed helm and nothing else. His legs were pale and skinny, and his manhood flopped about obscenely as he chased after his horse. The watchers roared and shouted insults. Catching his horse by the bridle, Sir Duntus tried to mount, but the animal would not stand still, and the knight was so drunk that his bare foot kept missing the stirrup. By then, the crowd was howling with laughter, all but the king. Joffrey had a look in his eyes that Sansa remembered well, the same look he'd had of the great sept of Baelor the day he pronounced death on Lord Eddard Stark. Finally, Sir Duntus the Red gave it up for a bad job, sat down in the dirt, and removed his plumed helm. "I lose," he shouted. "Fetch me some wine."